Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Turn for the Bad by Sheila Connolly, narrated by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1.
John Tully's gone missing.
Maura Donovan looked up from behind the bar at the man who had burst into Sullivan's, sending the door slamming into the wall. She didn't recognize him, but then she was still sorting out who was who around Lepp, even after 7 months in the village. The few customers in the pub, local men and regulars, didn't seem to know what the latest arrival was talking about.
"What are you saying?"
one of them asked.
"John Tully,"
the newcomer said, still out of breath.
"Went out this morning with his boy to have a walk on the shore," he told his wife. "He hasn't come back. No one's seen him since. His brother went out to look for him, found the boy wandering on the beach. His wife's beside herself with worry."
"That's bad,"
another man said.
"After that other thing and all."
Maura was falling more and more behind in this conversation. If she'd got it right, not only had this Tully man disappeared, leaving a young child alone on the beach, but it had happened before? To Tully or to someone else? Nearby or somewhere else? She hadn't heard anything about that, but for all she knew, the first disappearance had happened a century earlier. She had learned that memories were long in this part of Ireland. "Is he from around here?" she ventured. The first man turned to her.
"Over toward Dromadoon. Sorry, we've not met. I'm Richard McCarthy. And you'd be Maura Donovan? Used to be I'd stop by now and then when old Mick ran the place, but not lately."
"I am," Maura said, "and welcome back to Sullivan's. So what's happened?"
"John Tully, a good man, told his wife Nuala he wanted some air before the evening milking."